Peipsima. The Lake Peipsiland is an extraordinary place, especially because of its distinct cultural and historical background. This area has special inhabitants and special traditions, numerous cultural and historical objects, and untouched landscapes worth discovering. This region has different names: the Edge of Peipsi, the Peipsi Shore, the Lands at Lake Peipsi, and so on. First and foremost, stressing the relation of this region to the shore. The name Peipsima describes a wider concept, indicating that it is a special cultural landscape which cannot be found anywhere else. The Russian name for Peipsima is Prechudya, which originates from the Russian name of Lake Peipsi, Chudska Ozero, which means Lake of the Chudes. If looking from Russia, then Prechudya precisely refers to the western coast, which is until nowadays home to many Russian-speaking people. In Estonian literature, the term Peipsima was first used by the ethnographer Elisi Moora in her research of the ethnical history of Peipsima in 1964. With this, Peipsima relates to the biggest Estonian lake at the Russian border, which is the fourth biggest in Europe, 3,555 square kilometers. The lake consists of three distinct parts. The northernmost is the biggest and the deepest, the Lake Peipsi itself, or Suurjärv, with the size of 2,611 square meters. With the size of 2,611 square kilometers, the southern part is called Lake Pihkva, with the area of 708 square kilometers. The narrow part connecting the both is the deep Lake Lämmijärv. Minimum width is 3 kilometers, with an area of only 236 square kilometers. At Mehikorma Harbor, the lake reaches its maximum depth, 15.3 meters. In total, 240 rivers, streams, and channels flow into Lake Peipsi, with the biggest being Suurmejoki. The only outflowing river is River Narva, rich in waters. Due to its size, Lake Peipsi has considerable influence on local climate. In autumn, the winter stays warm for longer, but spring comes up to 2 weeks later. Lake Peipsi has always been considered good for fishing and known for its bream, pike perch, leveret, eel pout, whitefish, cuttlefish, and so on. Fishing has throughout centuries been the most important source of income for the people of Peipsima, and many traditional fishing rituals are alive here until today. The lake is also rich in birds, with over 100 different breeds of water and marsh birds. Large Alutagusa forests are located in the northern and northwest coasts of the lake. Sandy shores have become popular summer destinations. The northern and southern shores of the lake are very distinct. The northern shore is in Kauksi, for example, has a sandy coast and dunes. The southern part is overgrown and swampy. This is because of the rising tide, which is faster at the northern shore than at the southern. Due to this, the waters of Peipsi slowly spread towards south, flooding over new surrounding areas. Interestingly, the whole formation and inhabitation story of Peipsi region is fascinating and linked to many myths. In reality, though, the lake was formed into a shallow hole created by sheet glaciers. Based on historical data, it's possible to say that the surrounding areas of Peipsi were inhabited by the predecessors of Estonians and other Finno-Baltic peoples, who Russians called the Chudes, already after the last ice age. According to the most popular legend, Lake Peipsi was formed as a result of the Estonian national hero, Kalevi Poeg. As our neighbors from the east were often plundering these lands, this allegedly upset Kalevi Poeg so much that he decided to finish it one day. He dug a huge ditch between the two countries, which filled with water and so became Lake Peipsi. He spread the scooped soil over South Estonia, resulting in the beautiful hilly landscape as we see it today. Many sites around Lake Peipsi are closely linked to Kalevi Poeg. Rows of stones in coastal water in Lohusu, Ninasi, Ranamoisa, and Nina village are called the Eyes of Kalevi Poeg. In Mustva, Narva Street, you'll find the Sling Stone of Kalevi Poeg. His sling stones can be found between the villages of Omedu and Sarica. His graves can be found both in Alatskivi as well as in Torma. At the River Kapa, where Kalevi Poeg supposedly died, one can see his sword. More information awaits all visitors in the Museum of Kalevi Poeg. The permanent exhibition, Living Room of Lake Peipsi, of the Peipsi Information Center in Kasepää, offers a good view of Lake Peipsy, with its constantly updated items and exhibits, and information being available in Estonian, English, and Russian. In the cultural context, there's a key role to one significant fact. At the end of the first millennium, Slavic tribes coming from the river Dnieper reached the shores of Lake Peipsy, some of whom moved towards the western shore. Apart from that, Peipsy has seen several other waves of migration. One that has a significant effect until nowadays was the emigration of the Old Believers of Russia at the end of the 17th and beginning of the 18th century. Russian Old Believers were forced to flee from Russia after the church schism and following reforms and due to the repressions resulting from it. The area around Peipsy was suitable for settlement, and despite various hardships and the negative attitude both from Tsarist and Soviet Russia, the Old Believers have maintained their culture and traditions at the shores of Peipsy. Nina, Kolkya, and Varnya villages are typical Old Believer-style fishermen villages reflecting their life and traditions. You'll find interesting museums and chapels. In recent years, interest towards Old Believers' culture has grown significantly. Numerous books have been published, different events are taking place, and more materials are being released and supplied to local visitor centers and museums. Also, the NGO Society of Old Believer Culture and Development in Estonia has dedicated itself to this topic. Peipsimaa is historically a crossroad of three cultures. As next to Estonians and Russian Old Believers, the region was strongly influenced by Baltic Germans. This is shown at its best in all the magnificent manors and parks they erected. Practically no visitor coming to Peipsimaa misses out on the opportunity to see the wonderful Olutskivi Castle, a genuine example of Baltic German culture. The unique combination of these three cultures has in a way survived to modern days, when it's being valued more and more. The territory of Peipsimaa consists of parishes and towns surrounding the Lake Peipsy in the counties of Idavirumaa, Jogavamaa, Tartumaa, and Polvamaa. Each of the four counties is unique and full of culture. Peipsimaa is worth a visit in both summer and winter time.